All right, you're listening to Green Left Radio, and we're going into our final interview for the program, and we're very happy to be joined today by John Quelch, who is actually part of a group of activists initiating a Geelong and Southwest Victorian IPAN, Independent and Peaceful Australia branch. I think it's actually probably one thing to significantly note. I think it is quite important initiating a bit of an anti-war kind of collective within Geelong, because Geelong is actually the place where Richard Miles, our very own Defence Minister, is actually based. I think it's very good that the activists are setting this up. So, good morning, John.
Good morning, Jacob, and good morning to all your Green Left listeners.
To start off, John, can you, I guess, give a bit of a brief overview of the context of, I guess, why you're coming together with activists to kind of set up a kind of independent and peaceful Australia network branch, and I guess why is it that important that we build an anti-war movement within Geelong?
Yeah, a very good question, Jacob. I think a number of activists in Geelong over the last several months have been becoming increasingly aware of the danger of war. We've got this very nasty conflict in Europe at the moment between Russia and Ukraine, with Russia, of course, being the aggressor. But if you look at the geopolitical situation behind that, you can see that it could well degenerate into a European-wide war. In fact, it's operating as somewhat of a proxy war at the moment of the United States against Russia. The United States has had long-held ambitions to isolate Russia and to defeat it, I suppose, on the world stage. So that awareness has very much led us to believe that the energies for a peace movement need to be generated. And as you say, particularly in Geelong, because this is the home of the Minister for War, Richard Miles. So that's where we're coming from. I suppose it's an understanding that the world superpower, the US, the imperialist power that has dominated the geopolitical and economic exploitation of the world for the last seven decades is now in its death throes. History has taught us, Jacob, that when a superpower is in its death throes, that's when it's most likely to become quite irrational. We're really worried about this war degenerating into much more than just a regional conflict and potentially becoming a worldwide conflict.
All right. So, I guess, what can you give us? I'm aware that you're going to be organising, I guess, a bit of a public forum, and it's going to include Clinton Fernandez, who is actually probably some of our listeners are aware is quite a prominent writer and thinker on a lot of these international kind of issues. Can you tell us a bit about this public forum that is going to be the launch of this Independent Peaceful Australia Network branch? And I guess, what are you sort of hoping to sort of get out of the meeting?
Yeah, well, we've already sort of got an interim committee, and it was formed under the basis of the Independent Peaceful Australia Network, IPAN. But it also has a strong anti-AUKUS focus as well. But, of course, we're hoping to launch it at this meeting that's happening this Sunday, the 12th, at 1:30 in the Geelong West Town Hall. And if any of your listeners are at all interested in coming, they won't be disappointed, because we do indeed have Professor Clinton Fernandez, who is a pretty powerful speaker on issues of anti-imperialism and the need for Australia to have a far more independent stance on the world stage, particularly in foreign policy and defence. And he will make some very cogent arguments to that effect. He recently had a book published called Sub-Imperial Power, Australia's Role in the International Arena. And at the moment, it's a bestseller. It's very accessible. It's not overly heavily academic, and it's very easy to digest. Basically, I suppose the content of that discusses Australia's unquestioning support for US-sponsored wars, which, as we know, caused untold suffering to many peoples across the world. It's unleashed enormous environmental destruction, and of course it increases the risk of Australia becoming a nuclear target. And at the same time, it undermines Australia's international reputation and its ability to advocate for peaceful diplomatic solutions in situations where war is pressing. So, you know, at the present time, we know the Albanese government is planning to further integrate our military forces into the US war machine, and that's very disturbing. They're also intending to spend billions of dollars on US advanced nuclear weapons, including, of course, nuclear submarines. What in the hell would Australia need nuclear submarines for, Jacob? In fact, we wouldn't be able to build them here. We won't be able to service them because of their advanced technology. They will be really effectively under the command of US military forces. But, of course, they're designed as an offensive weapon, not a defensive weapon. They're designed as a weapon to take war to foreign shores. And I think most people that are thinking thoughtful in Australia realise that the US's real target is China. It wants to advance the war on China. You can hear the hysteria going on. At the present time, our mainstream media spreads the message daily about the dangers of the imminent Chinese war. The US is absolutely determined that it is not usurped economically by the US, by China, and will do everything in its power as a falling superpower to prosecute that case. In the case of Australia, it's actually captured Australia's foreign policy and defence policy to use for its own purposes. In effect, Australia will become, if you like, an aircraft carrier, a very large aircraft carrier, forward base in the South Pacific to prosecute that war on China. So we want to spread the message that, for a start, a lot of Australian people are not overly aware. They realise that the war is somewhere else and perhaps not something that is likely to come to their shores. We think otherwise. So I suppose it's an opportunity to raise consciousness, to raise awareness, and hopefully to recruit some people that want to come on board the effort to spread the anti-imperialist message, to take the strong message to the Australian government, in our case in Geelong, directly to Miles, that we want a more independent foreign policy. We demand a more independent policy on the world stage so that we're not totally captured in and integrated into the US war machine.
What can you tell us, can you give us a bit of kind of details of this public meeting and also for those who are kind of listening, I mean, how can people get involved? And also, what are, I guess, the kind of fine details of the meeting in terms of the venue and that of the date?
Yes. So it's the 12th, this Sunday coming, 1:30 p.m. at Geelong West Town Hall, which is a very well-known institution. You just have to Google it, and you'll find where it is on the map. It's fairly central to Geelong. The meeting will only last an hour at most, but at the end of the meeting, we're planning to invite people to stay on to plan the first action outside Richard Miles's office, which is planned for Friday the 24th of February. On Friday the 24th at 4 o'clock, hopefully a large group of Geelong citizens will take their case to Richard Miles and demonstrate their intent to see a more independent Australia outside his office. So we're hoping to recruit a number of people. At the end of the meeting, after Clinton has finished his address and people have had adequate time to cross-question him on any issues they're concerned about, we will ask people to stay on for a workshop that will look at what we might do to raise the issues that have come out of the meeting at the that Miles demonstration. By the way, the Richard Miles demonstration on the 24th, on Friday the 24th of February, is aligned with two other demonstrations that are occurring across Australia. One in South Australia outside Penny Wong's office, and one in New South Wales outside of the office of the Prime Minister, Albanese.
All right. John, do you have, I guess, any kind of final comments that you'd kind of like to make to kind of conclude this this discussion?
Yes, I think so. Just encourage people to become more aware. As we know, the mainstream media has a narrative that is pretty much pro-US, and sometimes it's hard to see or really understand what's going on. So raising awareness is the main thing. Maybe look for alternative sources of news and information, like your program, Jacob, which is a terrific program that exposes what's going on behind the scenes. And, you know, of course, we welcome anybody that wants to join our ranks to broaden the peace movement. It is a peace movement. Essentially, it is a peaceful movement. It won't. We don't intend to carry our message with undue aggression or violence or anything like that. We want to find peaceful ways of getting our message over to these politicians and making a difference. Of course, we intend to follow up the meeting with not just this one action outside Miles' action office, but many other peace activities around the region. We're on Wadawurrung land down here, the land of the Wadawurrung people. And with respect to them, we do intend to be very active on many fronts. But it's all about consciousness raising. It's all about education. It's all about keeping the pressure on government to look at alternative foreign and defence policy postures. Overnight, it was very disappointing to hear Penny Wong yesterday in the Parliament make an announcement that the war powers situation. There was an inquiry last year into how the Parliament should go about determining when and where Australian troops should be sent to war. It was not very well publicised. There weren't that many submissions to that parliamentary inquiry, but it's about to be released. Yesterday, Penny Wong basically said that it was the strong belief of her government, the Labor government, that the war power determination should remain with the executive. She means the Prime Minister. The Minister of Defence, Miles, and possibly herself will make the decision about whether young Australians are marched off to another American war. And we've been marched off to several wars over the last four decades. Jacob, you would be well aware, and none of those have ended well. And thousands of Australian troops were killed or injured, and those wars achieved little more than the, of course, oppression of a number of third world countries and, of course, the mass killing of a great number of their population. So it's all about education, it's all about consciousness raising, and we intend to give it our best effort in Geelong. So if anybody out there wants to join our ranks, they're more than welcome.
All right. Well, thank you very much, John. That was right on time in terms of the rest for our, the schedule of our program. So, yeah, thank you very much for being on our program today. And, yeah, looking forward to this public meeting because, I'm going to be attending myself and I look forward to it.
That's great, Jacob. Look forward to seeing you on Sunday and thanks very much for the interview.